All right, we're coming back. Who's talking? February the 6th, the day after the one of the most exciting Super Bowls ever played. And you got to tip your hat to the Patriots and Tom Brady and Coach Belichick. That was remarkable. I've seen a lot of sports events in my life in person and on the tube, and that was absurd. I think they won the game. I disagree with some of the people that are vilifying and mocking the Atlanta Falcons today. Basically, the only mistake they made was that fumble when the linebacker blitzed off the corner and the running back did not pick him up and blew him up and caused that fumble to create a short field. But still, hats off to Brady and those guys. Wasn't that their fifth Super Bowl title? And it was Brady's fourth MVP, which topped Joe Montana and Brett Favre. And, you know, you can name like 15 great quarterbacks have played in the Super Bowl that, you know, never got two.
He's at the top of the list.
Kind of crazy. Jim Kelly. I mean, you can go way back to a lot of quarterbacks. Holy cow. And the guy, he looks to me like he could win another one if they can find him. If they can get Gronkowski healthy again, good grief.
Is there any slowing down for him? I don't think so. Not yet.
He just needs players. All right. Let's talk about the LeClaire Ryan players of the games. I'm going to tip the hat to Isaiah Wilkins for his outstanding play against the Virginia Tech Hokies. Same is true for Devin Hall. I think he had a career high in scoring that night.
17 points for Devin that night.
Yep. And Wilkins almost had a double-double. He had nine rebounds. Mm-hmm. If he'd had one more ribby, he was there. Kyle Guy broke out of a long slump going back almost to early January.
Beginning of ACC play.
Yeah, and, he scored 14 points in the Carrier Dome, and I know some fans thought he made a mistake by shushing the crowd, but, you know, all the kids today are doing something. I just wish he'd get a better barber. I don't know what that man bun nonsense is all about.
As long as he drains them, it's okay.
I don't know. Devin Hall and Ty Jerome and some of the other guys, they look like they go to a regular barber and they realize that
you make a
statement by your play on the floor, not the hairstyle. And that also goes true for London. That weird vertical afro thing is, to me,
he was voted by the whole ACC as best hair in the league.
Trust me, on ACC media day, I was there when they told him, and he said, "Thank you, man, thank you." And I was like, "Give me a break." All right,
but yes, I think Wilkins and Hall and Guy over these last two games. Wilkins 24 points over the last two games, and Guy coming out of his slump and hitting those threes up in the dome.
All right, let's look at ACC standings right now. The Tar Heels were able to win again yesterday. They had to play in the Greensboro Coliseum because there are water pipe issues down there in Chapel Hill.
And,
I think we could make fun of that in some ways, but we're not going to go crude or anything. I heard some people talking about sewage problems, but I personally am not saying that. Florida State is nipping at the Tar Heels' heels, so to speak, and they won again yesterday, I believe, against Clemson, which they've got to be the hard luck team. And I feel sorry for their coach. He's a good guy, very likable, and has had an excellent last 4 or 5 years. However, this year is not being kind. And I think it unfortunately contrasts very badly for him because obviously Clemson football team is on cloud nine.
Yeah.
And the fans don't want to see a lame team in basketball. All right. Looking further, obviously one of the hottest teams has got to be the Louisville team that Virginia plays tonight. They've won three straight ACC contests.
That's why this is one so important tonight. We're both 7-3 in conference with Florida State just above us at 8-3.
Yeah.
So as Hobo was talking about getting that one at home, holding serve there.
And hold on, Syracuse is 7-4 now.
Mm-hmm.
And to keep some cushion between the orange, Virginia needs this win. And I think Virginia will get it. I have a funny feeling that there's been renewed emphasis on ball defense. So expect to see better perimeter play on defense, and they won't be letting people get in the lane as easily. And I think this is maybe a game where London Parentes and Devin Hall and Mariel Shayok drive to the lane more and draw fouls so Virginia can start going to the foul line more and not not giving up so many free throws to the other team.
Well, we know that Louisville's an athletic and aggressive team, and that's how they like to play. So
put Mamadi Diakite in the game for Virginia,
yep.
And then our entire roster can run with them any day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
I like Virginia's athleticism now, and I like our depth, and I see Virginia winning this game, although they're favored by 5 in Vegas. Tonight I predict a 2 or 3 point win because it's going to come down to the final possession or two.
I think so.
This is a different Louisville team than Virginia played early in the season. They're on fire right now. So even without two players, their guards are going to be throwing it in from half court, and everybody better brace themselves. All right. How can people follow the show, Darren?
Well, they can follow us here at the studio, 345-0910, streaming live, foxsportsrichmond.com, and, of course, our great sponsor, thesaber.com. And don't forget to download your free iHeartRadio app, and you can listen on your go on your smartphone. Find us on Facebook. Send us a message on Facebook. Make sure you get our weekly newsletter that Frank sends out, and you can request that on Facebook.
By the way, the newsletter is now up to almost 2,400 subscribers.
That's and, great.
You know, it's a lot of fun. We try to provide accurate information and details and opinions and sometimes trends even. So stay with us. All right, who's talking? We're going to go to the bottom of the hour break here. And coming up on the other side, we've got Chris Horn of the Saber. He's the recruiting analyst, and that'll be a lot of fun covering what happened on National Signing Day and the days that have followed. Stay with us.